It's now time for Cannabis Talk 101 with Blue, Joe Grande, and Mark and Craig Wasserman, the Pot Brothers at Law. We're the world's number one podcast for everything cannabis.
Hello and welcome to Cannabis Talk 101. My name is Blue. Alongside of me is world famous Joe Grande.
Thank you very much.
And the Pot Brothers at Law.
Yeah, smoke them if you got them.
And if you got them, smoke them. And if you do know that, it is that time to get crazy. Joe, let us know what's going on.
Well, you guys, I first want to thank everyone for listening to the podcast, Cannabis Talk 101, all around the world. I got some new information for you guys. I hope you guys are ready for this. How many countries were people listening to us that last time I shared it with you?
87, I think.
87, you're 87. Right. Guess what the number is now?
94?
Close. 91 different countries now are listening to Cannabis Talk 101.
Wow.
We're at 91.
Shalom.
Yeah. Nice. I was getting ready to share it with the meeting that we were supposed to have that we all can't seem to make, but the information is here. I figured I'd share it with you guys on the air.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
And thank you guys all for listening to the podcast in those 91 different countries. We appreciate you very much. If you ever want to call in and leave a message and shout out your country or just say what's up, it's 800-420-1980. I know, Craig, you haven't done it in Spanish. We had a Puerto Rican do it the other day, and he did it very well. He did it very well. I don't know if you can do it.
I can't.
And juice Spanol?
I can't follow that.
You said juice Spanol.
Okay. Well, 800-420-1980. Make sure you check out our Instagram pages for daily news, learn the script, and so much more. It's at Cannabis Talk 101. The Pot Brothers are at pot_brothers_@_law. Mark's at Waslaw. Craig's at Waslaw Dog. Blue's at 1 Christopher Wright. And
hello.
I'm at Joe Grande 52. And I just want to remind everybody, November 3rd, huge election.
Huge.
In Arizona, they're already allowing the vote to go down.
I just got my mail in today.
Did you?
Or yesterday.
Did you have the president? Did you notice and did you look it through? Because some people that got it in the valley here in Southern California, they didn't have vote for the president on it. Did you guys hear that?
No, I haven't opened the envelope yet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Open it up, dog, and look at it, because people who got their ballot early in the valley here in Los Angeles
doesn't even have the president.
It was a typo. Thousands
didn't have Trump or didn't have the whole section.
Didn't have the whole section.
Wow.
Not Trump, not Biden, not only Biden, you know what I mean? But they had Joe Jurgensen on there.
No. Dude, that is crazy though.
Can you imagine?
Are they just writing me in?
Well, they didn't have it in there, so they just didn't have it to vote for.
I did not have the
presidential vote. People have said they're writing in Pot Brothers at Law. You know, I've heard it.
Exactly, because it's a two-for-one
president. We're going to be on the national board with like 0.1%.
I mean, it's crazy to think that they're saying that this is the biggest election and turnout forever. You know, everybody needs to come out and vote. Obviously, November 3rd, unless you're somewhere else, like I said, Arizona's already voting, but according to the marijuana market research, the 2020 election could be one of the most consequential and historical events to change the landscape of legal U.S. cannabis ever. Now, as I mentioned, Arizona's already voting.
Yeah.
Arizona, they're trying to be like California, basically. So they're allowing you to carry 1 ounce of marijuana and able to cultivate up to 6 plants of personal use.
Yeah, it's their adult use initiative.
Yeah. Well, they're on there in Arizona.
They still have the medical marijuana law where, you know, you can be a cooperative caregiver and you can actually grow for your patients. So a lot of we actually started in that same arena here in California. So they kind of been mimicking us the whole way.
That's what I'm saying. Arizona's trying to be like California. That's the part that just blows.
Stop.
I can't wait for the regulations to be just nationwide. One regulations for the country.
That's not going to happen, Joe.
I can't imagine it either. It's not like gas prices, you know, because you're in Kansas and the gas is $1.89 a gallon, but you're here and it's $3.25. So, of course, everything else is going to be according to the markets that it is. But another big thing.
I mean, like Jason Beck was saying, though, that it would be nice to have some kind of, if we are going across state lines and they allow that, to have some sort of like packaging requirement fits all states.
Yeah.
Right.
So who knows how that's all going to work.
We can tell you exactly where it came from, how it got there, when it got there.
Well, no, the point is it
somebody who buys it?
Well, no, it's someone who buys it in Arizona, but they export it from California, which say is legal. The packaging requirements in California could be different than Arizona.
Right.
So people are going to have to know each state and what the packaging requirements are of each different state. I would think California is so onerous that it would apply, you know, it should be good in every state.
Yeah, so bottom line, though, I just want to remind everybody, November 3rd is the voting day, but try to do it ahead of time, as there's so many things that are, you know, referencing cannabis, because as they're saying on this election, look to your local, you actually sent us out a group text for local congressmen and your local governors for cannabis, but the point behind what I'm saying is, from the research that I've been reading, is once this election happens, it's now the time that, you know, you can increase your exposure to cannabis investments, because it's going to become bigger and bigger. So bottom line, this year, they're saying it's such a big year for the elections. If we get the right people in place, like Jason Beck was saying, getting these things to help change it, even though Mark always says it's going to end at the House.
The Senate.
At the Senate.
Well, currently, that's just a fact.
But exactly. And it is a fact. But the more people we get to support it, and
but even if we flip it, we still got issues with conservative Democrats who might not want to go against their constituents or who they think they are. So, I mean, it's not as in the bag as you think if we flip it, but we're going to be a lot closer to the end zone if we can flip the Senate.
And
speaking of flipping the Senate, this is how currently most of the Republicans feel about cannabis. We've got Representative Daniel Webster out of Florida. He took issue with the Democrats, including marijuana banking language in their coronavirus legislation. So he's pissed, like made a comment with Jason about in the next coronavirus package, the Democrats are trying to put in cannabis reform.
Right.
So here's another representative, David McKinley from West Virginia, slammed Democrats' inclusion of cannabis banking provisions in the COVID bill. So they're getting slammed every day. Like, there's also comments all the time about they mention cannabis more than jobs. And now this is the best one, though. This just shows you what some of these representatives, these Republican representatives across the country at the federal level, think of legalized cannabis.
Don't be blaming on just the Republicans.
Representative Rob Woodle, I don't see any Democrats making these kind of idiotic statements. Representative from Georgia criticized Democrats for putting language in the coronavirus bill, expanding opportunities for marijuana dealers in Western states in their coronavirus
dealers.
Bill.
Dealers.
Yeah. Not businessmen.
Dealers. Yeah, that's their blanket statement to regulated cannabis.
You would think they would choose a different word than dealers.
That's reefer madness. And I could pull these every week. We've got Republicans saying the exact same stuff every single week. I have not seen one Democrat do that.
It's not all the Republicans.
Do you know? Blue. Have you seen a Democrat comment like that?
Yes, I did.
What Democrat?
The one that's running with Biden. What's her name?
She's not.
What was her name?
Kamala.
Kamala.
Wait, Kamala.
Can you guys say her name right?
What do you mean?
I can't.
Hold on. She is right now, but she flipped.
As she should. As
I'm not knows. Saying. You know I'm not saying. Hold on
not,
a second.
We're not talking about flippers.
Let's go back.
We're not talking about flippers. We're not talking about people who have evolved.
Flippers.
And not only that, Blue, that has nothing to do with the current state.
But you know what?
I agree with you, but it does have to do with the current state. You know why?
You're misspeaking. False news. Fake news.
It's the same people.
Fake news.
It's the same people.
Kamala Harris is not against.
Hey, Donald, can you slow down, please?
Kamala.
Ms. Harris. Our vice president nominee for the Democratic Party
has imprisoned more people of color
than
any other fucking person. Hold on. Than any other person running in the world right now.
Did she not work with Jason Beck to make sure that real patients didn't go to jail?
In the Bay Area.
I'm not saying that she hasn't changed her views and that she's doing great now, and I do appreciate what she's doing.
Trying to deflect.
I'm being real.
But you still haven't named a Democrat who said that or said anything like that.
What Democrat has said anything
called businessmen dealers?
No, that's terrible.
What?
Here's the bottom line. I'm just saying, you're talking to somebody that there's this whole, they spent 10 years putting people away.
That was her job.
That was her job.
She did 10 years of doing her job.
She was elected.
And now they're behind you.
We elected her district attorney.
It just sounds funny. I think it sounds funny,
but I think it's not funny that's her job.
I'm not upset about it. I'm happy that she's doing it.
I still haven't answered the question, sir.
Well, you know,
that's a yes or no.
On the next show, I'll do my due diligence and you will somebody.
You will not
mean?
Find it. We'll
yeah,
see.
Right.
Well, here, let's
yeah,
do this. Right. Let's do this. Joe, you mentioned it earlier. You got your computer there. Let's check this out. You go to vote.normal, that's NORML.org. Vote.normal.org. Go to that website. Put in your address. You put in your complete address, and then it will pop up with your district you're in, all the representatives that are in your area that you're going to be voting for, and it will grade them A through F on their cannabis position and policy.
I'm literally doing this right
now.
So, Joe,
you did it. There you go.
And I just literally did exactly what you said. Give that website again.
It's vote.normal, NORML.org.
And then I put in my address with my zip code, okay, and it says upcoming guide for my zip code, and then it says to view your current election officials, click here. Bottom line, it gets to upcoming election, California general election, Tuesday, November 3rd, 2020. Races on your ballots. Race for president. Howie Hawkins. Legalizing tax and regulatory, it's all green. Like, it's really easy as far as saying Kamala Harris.
There you go.
The district. So, legalize, tax, and regulates. Joe Jorgensen.
There she is.
Is in here.
Yep.
So
of
these
course,
are,
she's on the ballot.
She's on the ballot everywhere, which is crazy.
And then that gets into your state representative, your federal, all
smoke,
your reps.
They don't smoke weed.
And then it says, look at, so it says A plus. Actually, Joe.
Who got an A?
Howie Hawkins got an A. He's running for president, which I have no
idea.
Vote
for Howie.
And then Kamala.
Kamala's
Joe
got an
Kamala,
A.
Well, Kamala's not running for president.
Well, it just
says VP.
For VP, whatever. Rocky De La Fuente. And all, it just has all these in the grades.
B minus, B plus. I heard there's a lot of presidential people who made the actual ballot.
I can't believe I'm looking at all these names right now. I'm tripping out. I have no clue.
There's no freaking clue. Down there.
So Donald Trump is on here, you guys, and his grade is a D plus. Following the passive of congressional amendments limiting the Justice Department from there's a bunch of jargon you can read on here. Click on it to read more. And a bunch of other names that just with question marks. Race for U.S. House District 45, which is in my area. Katie Porter gets an A. A B for the race for State Senate District 37. So this is great. So it's telling me who to vote for in my district.
Regarding
in my
cannabis.
Race for State Assembly District 68 in my district. This lady named Melissa Fox. So if you're out in South Orange County.
That's our
a
gal.
D for Stephen Choi, which is crazy. And your election officials, Gavin Newsom gets a B, you guys, which is crazy.
He should get a C.
Jason's really tied in with Gavin.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
He should get a C.
He's so sleazy to me, too. I mean, as much as I...
I know some shit.
Do you know some shit?
I actually know some shit.
Can you share it? Or
no.
You
cannot share it.
No. Really?
Yeah, I know some shit.
Can you just give us hints?
No, no, don't.
About his winery or about him in general?
Go, who's next?
General.
Just general.
Who gets to
things
go?
That he likes and dislikes.
Oh, okay, that's all I need to know. Okay.
Go to the Senate.
Does he like things like your brother likes?
That would give it away.
Lieutenant Governor Elaine, I can't even pronounce her last name, but she gets a B plus. U.S. Senate, Kamala's in there. U.S. Senate gets a C for
well,
Diane.
Well, that way she might be running dual campaigns. In case they don't win, she can still continue to be a senator.
Katie Porter's in here again. Diane Feinstein's in here, but she only gets a C.
Yeah, because she's a flipper.
Yeah, she's a
John Morlock for District 37. You know what? This was a lot better than I thought it would be because now I'm going to do this when I'm looking at my ballot and making my choices. This right here, give it away again one more time, Mark, because this right here is the guide. I'm very impressed with
cannabis.
For voting for and finding out who supports your cannabis and who doesn't.
And that's vote.normal.org, vote.normal, NORML.org for your...
And when we come back, we're going to talk about two quick articles and learn what two other states have banned the smell of pot as being probable cause.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101 with me, my brother Mark, Joe, and Blue. So,
it's me.
Search is based.
I finally got my voice back. It's me.
Search is based on smell of pot, which is how they have it in the article.
Cannabis
has been banned in Maryland. Woo. Also, lawmakers in Virginia, who decriminalized cannabis a few months ago, also have passed a bill prohibiting law enforcement officers from conducting warrantless searches based solely on the odor of marijuana. The judges, I think, too, we have seen this time and again. I've read cases where the judges are finally starting to question cops' veracity, their truthfulness, when it comes to every time this judge went off on a cop. Like, every time I see you in my court, every search is based on the smell of cannabis. Like, how easy is that to say? I smelled, I can search. How easy is that to say?
And not only that, they use that, of course, for more minorities. I mean, who are we kidding?
Absolutely.
That's bottom line. Oh, he's black. He's Mexican. Smells like weed. No, it doesn't. It smells like fucking In-N-Out. Leave me alone. Yeah.
And then who's there to prove that the smell was even there?
Right, right.
I mean,
so
how do you prove it?
It's just the cop.
Yeah. It's your word against theirs.
Always.
So it's called a pretextual stop, where, you know, under the false pretext of I smell weed, I'm going to search your car. So it's great that these other states are coming out and doing the same thing that California did in Prop 64. But we actually, I think we did a tip yesterday, making sure the operative word in these ordinances or these new laws based solely on the smell, solely on the smell. So, like the one case we had where unfortunately we lost a motion to dismiss based on a reasonable search and seizure, based on the smell of weed being the reason for the search. The client said to the cop, I have a little, look, I've got this little baggie in my console.
An eighth.
Based on that, the judge said, based on the smell in that, the cop had the right to see if you really only had a little.
Well, based on that
alone.
And
he had 15 pounds in the trunk.
Yeah. If somebody says something, you're an idiot.
That just shows you that. You shut the F up. You don't discuss your day. You don't talk. You don't say anything.
15
And that way, if they really want to search, they're going to search. But they're going to have nothing on audio or video with you saying anything. So it would be it's got to be solely based on the smell. So if you say nothing else, it's going to be hard not to win that.
And once again, you're not lying. Just 15, don't say anything.
15 right. pounds really isn't that much. So,
well, that's not the point. You know
what I'm saying? But it is true.
Really,
it is
though,
a good point. But
you know
it's still, I mean, they could have 12 cases of beer in the back. 15
don't
cases
that's
of
okay.
beer. Exactly. Yeah. It's just such bullshit.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It is.
But anyways, thanks,
so,
Craig. That was fun.
I got one more little quick one.
All right.
That's
right?
What she said.
Go ahead.
And
a little
long-term cannabis use not linked to age-related cognitive differences.
Woo.
You know what cognitive means?
No, I was going to ask you.
Go ahead.
Aren't you a college, you know,
college grad?
Yeah.
Yeah, that I am. But I just still want you to explain it to everybody who doesn't.
I don't know.
I play possum.
I forgot.
That's a given. Wait, because you're old. What's your name again?
What's my name?
Your name's Philip.
He's having problems cognitively.
Yeah. The cognitive process is how you think.
Which for you is pretty difficult sometimes, considering you're here 1 minute, you're gone the next.
I still don't know. What'd you say?
Yeah.
So the studies are showing that in older adults who have used cannabis for many, many, many years.
Would this be you as a candidate?
There is absolutely no difference or no detection that cannabis has caused any type of decline in their cognitive abilities.
So when we have this anecdotal, hold on, when we have this anecdotal evidence where I'm talking to somebody on a FaceTime and say, hey, bring us back, and because they smoke three joints on the other side and they don't bring me back into a segment, would that be anecdotal evidence that says difference from what you're saying?
So what's interesting is the researchers in Israel have analyzed the cognitive capabilities of six
no
subjects
answer, huh?
as part of a study involving cannabis in the brain. What they found is that CBD increases cerebral blood flow to regions of the brain, thereby increasing the cognitive activity of the brain.
Makes you
smarter.
So
they're saying the CBD from the cannabis, which has the THC,
smoke
higher
weed
THC,
and gets
makes
smarter.
You smarter.
So
it's
let
just
me
the
ask
opposite
you this
of
for
everything
more.
They say. They tell you just not stop smoking weed
and
because
they
it makes you stupid.
The study,
it's a twist.
And this was
a twist.
The
it makes you stupid.
The study was between 62 long-time medical cannabis consumers were compared to 62 non-cannabis users.
So only 62 people was the study?
114.
Yeah,
124.
62 and 62. Damn it, what is that number? So let me give you some more anecdotal evidence and see if this is true. I know another friend of mine who was smoking weed one day and called into a radio show. And he's a talk show host, right? And he smoked a whole joint. And right. He knows how radio goes. And this was live FM radio. And people who know my background, I worked, you know, on Power 106. I worked with Kiss FM and Big Boys, Fox. Ryan Seacrest. Big shows.
Stroke.
So I kind of know how it is when I'm going on the radio. I would think this person, who's a little, actually 10 years older than me, and I'm 49, so he's at least 59, pushing 60, calls into a radio show that's been, you know, on the
Such
radio.
Old news.
Been, I'm asking, Blue, let me ask you. Is this
let me tell you this.
Hold on. He calls in, and after smoking a joint, knowing that he's on FM radio, that he's a part of that show, decides to drop the F word. Do you think that's because he was stoned, or because he's stupid, or because he just forgot he was on FM radio?
Well, Joe, I think...
Anecdotal evidence.
I think that I waited on hold.
Oh, that was you.
For an hour, and I was doing other things while I was on hold. I was doing other things, and
like smoking a joint to the head.
When we came back, it just happened.
When did we come back?
The authors of this study, I got to read this last part, stated the following. More accepting public attitudes and policies related to cannabis use, in addition to an increasing life expectancy, are expected to result in increasing numbers of middle and old age individuals who use cannabis for long periods of time. They have a parenthesis here with a link to inhaled cannabis provides temporary relief for PTSD patients per these studies. Considering the accumulating evidence showing efficacy of cannabis use.
Efficacy.
Yeah,
efficiency,
but that's the word, efficacy.
Efficacy, that's what I thought you meant, is efficiency.
Of cannabis use for multiple health conditions common in older individuals, the lack of adverse effects on the brain in the current sample of individuals with chronic pain who are older than 50 years old contribute to a better risk-benefit assessment of those in the population.
I just feel like
you go.
I feel like that 124 is a low number.
It doesn't affect the cognitive abilities.
Well, you can't say it doesn't affect.
It doesn't.
You can say that
it
in
doesn't.
This study of 124
they
people.
They just proved it, Joe.
No, with 124
they
people.
They proved it. This was huge. Ask anybody.
Okay, Donald.
It's true.
This is huge.
You know what? Just ask them.
The last 4 years have fucked you up.
Just ask them. They all tell you.
Hey, he read it.
They
must
told
be
me.
True.
Hey,
they
you,
told me. I was part. It was the best.
You have really, really learned from the president. You know what? I'm actually proud of you because you're borderline making me go, are you serious? Like, I'm almost biting to what you're saying. I'm almost becoming a believer and not going off of my gut and saying 124 people is just such a low number. I like the evidence. Don't get me wrong. I like
court.
It.
I wish that crap worked. Your Honor, I said so, and everybody knows I'm right.
And stay strong with it like that.
That's
and very
it.
Aggressive.
That's it.
You know I'm right, right?
It's the way it is.
I'm right.
I mean, it's so funny because when you do that, I almost backed up like, okay. Maybe you are. But I'm like, no, my point
Conviction.
Is it's 124 people. It's such a low number of people. I love the results that they had, and I think it's accurate for the result, but it's just such a low number that they can't go and make this a publication that they can, you know, put a stamp on from the FDA
and
or something.
And it just goes to show you that who knows who you pick. I mean, you know,
it's hard.
What age groups? I mean,
well,
know,
they said 65 or
it was 50 and older.
50 and older.
I know,
so
so you got 50 of them that are 70 that definitely just aren't on their game, and then another 50 of them that are 50 that are on their game or 60 on. Right
I just
on,
don't you know think everyone's mean? Like there, Mark, there and Craig. Mark and Craig,
no,
you guys are a unique bunch.
No,
of
they
cannabis
are.
Using,
what? Yeah, really though.
You're part of the other ratio of that. Yeah. You didn't pass.
I'm not sure what test they use to test their cognitive ability. So, you know, you take two 70-year-olds, one no cannabis, one with cannabis, and I don't know what the tests were.
How do you put Bengay cream on?
And do you have somebody that smokes? I mean, like if you walk up there, yeah, you're gonna do a lot better than. Someone that doesn't smoke.
I mean, you're 70. Perfect.
Yeah.
You could be a prime example.
It's going to make me live longer and smarter.
There it is.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah. That's, you know,
that's it.
And that's the end of the show. That's it. It's like, it's over.
And when we come back, my little brother will have When Cannabis Goes Bad.
Boom.
Bam.
Welcome back to Cannabis Talk 101. Blue, Joe Grande, Mark and Craig, the Pop Brothers at Law. And we do want to give special thanks to Pit, Peanut, and Jen, and our big guy Elvis.
Elvis out of the building.
And now it is time for When Cannabis Goes Bad.
Yes.
And I've got this great headline out of California and Nashville, Tennessee.
Nashville?
That's right, California.
That is a cross
and Nashville.
Real quick,
headline reads.
Before you do that, you know what I mean?
But
so, okay, do you know why they call it NASCAR? NASCAR?
Because you're an ass.
National Association.
No.
Car something.
No.
It stands for something.
So,
it's an acronym.
So these two dudes were driving down the street, right?
I love this interruption right now.
And he was, and he was like, "That's a nice car," and he had. So they called it NASCAR.
Cut them off.
Rewind. Cut that out. Out of California.
I just got to say that.
Wait.
I really like
that
the joke.
That was the Hicks.
Give it a clean
the
mark.
Hicks.
Start with a clean break.
No, this is great though. That was a good joke. Some people are going to laugh, just like some people think you're being serious about your anecdotal evidence.
I think there's a big difference.
That's a NASCAR.
That's not
funny. I actually like the joke. I thought it was funny.
If we're going to break, we're going to do something that's funny. I didn't think that was funny.
I thought it was funny.
I thought it was racist.
It was not. No, it wasn't.
That's because you're a white guy, huh? Yeah.
Come
that's
on.
A nice car. That's
all those white guys don't talk like that, huh?
You're not white, dude. Don't worry.
Well, hey, you know what NASA stands for?
Yeah,
what
go
does
ahead.
It stand for?
Go ahead, big shooter. Say it.
NASA.
Yeah, say it.
What does it stand for?
I don't know. I was trying to be funny.
NASA.
All right, out of California and Nashville.
Like I told you, you're not funny.
The headline reads, man flies to Nashville with 87 pounds of cannabis.
Oh, that's why he's flew
nice
there.
Car.
I couldn't put it
now,
together.
Now, we talk about it all the time.
How much did he fly with again?
This was only 87 pounds.
How
but, but. Let's point out that whether you bring one joint or 100 pounds, you are crossing state lines. It is a felony to fly with cannabis. And yes, we know LAX is, oh, you can bring your ounce or less on the plane. We don't care. But if you fly to another state, just like this guy, he had 87 pounds, but we've represented people who've had an ounce or less leaving California and then getting busted where they land. So this guy flies out of San Francisco Airport, gets through, his luggage gets through. And now, like we said, they have a policy for allowing cannabis on a plane. They didn't check. They're being lazy at LAX. Whatever. Once you cross those state lines, felony. So this is what happens. 26-year-old Julian Geoffrey gets picked up at the Nashville airport when he lands.
At least Julian's trying to do his thing, though. You know what I'm saying?
Because some dogs sniffed it out. Now, he's going to Tennessee where it's completely illegal. There's no medical.
And not with one, not with a pound or an ounce.
Nothing.
87 pounds. Commercial flight?
Yep. Airport police.
Even Blue was like, what are you doing,
airport,
Julian?
Airport police said a dog alerted officers to two bags on a flight from San Francisco. Officers located the owner of the bags, identified as Julian Geoffrey. The 26-year-old then gives consent to search the luggage.
Oh, my God.
But said the bags were locked and they didn't have a key. So eventually TSA gets a warrant. Even with this is how cautious these guys were being. Even with the consent, they went and got a warrant to open up the bags. Inside, they found two.
Let me ask you before you keep going. If I say no and I'm Julian, then what? Can I get consent
to
look
get through? That warrant.
Then they're going to get the warrant.
And they're going to still hold me there? Because
You still should never consent.
The thing is, on the way through, going from L.A., you have no right to privacy. You don't have to consent. They can open up and check your bags.
On the way going.
On the way going.
So now I get there, but my point is.
They clearly didn't, though.
But right. Exactly.
No,
so they didn't catch it in L.A.
Coming out of California, a lot of places don't care.
They don't care. They don't look.
Yeah.
So the bags had two bales of cannabis inside the two bags, weighing approximately 87 pounds. He also had 34 grams of THC gummies in his backpack.
Oh, no.
Not 34
grams. That could
kill
somebody.
He was arrested, charged, and booked and placed in the Nashville Police Department jail on $75,000 bail. I don't know. The moral of this story is pretty easy.
I bet he had a nice car.
Don't fly with cannabis. You take your chances if you fly with cannabis.
In Nashville.
All right.
That was great. That was great. Okay. He brought it back. I like
bring it. I'm a fan of that joke. I don't know why.
Horrible joke. All right. Yeah. Out of Boston, the headline reads.
But he probably does have a nice car back home.
Bet he had nice
woman car. Pleads guilty to role in multi-million-dollar cannabis enterprise. Oh. A Boston woman pleaded guilty Wednesday.
Boston?
To her role in a cannabis delivery service
Boston.
That operated in Massachusetts nice. From 2015 to 2018. 3 years. Tatiana Fredericks, a.k.a. Sonia.
Why would you go back and admit something? No, I just started, sir. Sorry, I just started this. You know what I'm saying? Did you do this?
I've been doing it for five years.
No, well, never. I just did. You busted me, and I just started today, and I feel like an idiot, and I'm ashamed, and I feel guilty as shit, and I'm sorry.
Then you'd be a liar.
You know what I'm saying? Well.
Because of all the evidence from 2015 to 2018.
Well, you know what? I'm already
wasn't
going
me.
In.
Wasn't
it wasn't me.
Me.
Yeah.
I'm not the big us in my day.
Yeah.
You don't lie. You shut the F up.
But I mean, so, you're going to get busted. Is it more if you're... Well, yeah, it is more.
Extra
you're lying.
Charges.
First of all...
Well, fuck it.
You don't know what your defenses can be.
Don't
so
be
you
a
gotta,
criminal.
You got to exploit it all. You got to explore it all. So her and her partner, Dina Martin, who hasn't pled out, Dina Martin's still going to trial, they managed a company called Northern Herb, a cannabis delivery service that, as we said, operated from 2015 to 2018. She was also charged with one count of possessing more than 100 kilograms of cannabis and three counts of money laundering.
100 kilos? Jeez.
100.
I can't put money in the washer and clean it?
No. According to court documents, Frederick served as the office manager for Northern Herb. Frederick's coordinated with Martin. Now here, Frederick's is the one who pleaded guilty. Martin is the one who pled not guilty and is going to trial. So Frederick coordinated with Martin on finances, cannabis suppliers, cannabis inventory, deliveries, workers, and warehouse operations. Frederick's managed Northern Herb employees when Martin was not present. She collected and organized cash from cannabis sales, paid cash wages to Northern Herb employees from 2016 to 2018. Northern Herb total revenue exceeding $14 million. Northern Herb did not, now I'm sure you'll be surprised at this, withhold or pay any taxes on its millions of dollars of cannabis sale. They did not remit or pay employment taxes in connection with its workforce.
Bastards.
And they did not pay taxes on its profits. That's the black market.
Bastards.
Northern Herb was not licensed by Massachusetts or any other governmental entity to sell or distribute cannabis. While they purported to provide medical cannabis to patients, they did not require customers to provide any proof of a medical cannabis card and would deliver cannabis to unattended locations like a front door or a hallway where unknown third parties, possibly kids, could have access to it. Frederick's now faces a sentence of 5 to 40 years in prison. A minimum of 4 years and up to a lifetime of supervised release and a fine of up to $5
million.
So how many years in jail?
Up to 40.
Yeah, that ain't
5 to 40 years. I don't know. Sure. Tennessee.
That was Boston or Tennessee?
This is Tennessee.
She's from Boston, though.
She's from Boston, right.
But yeah. She's in
so,
Tennessee.
Yeah, and they got busted. All over the place. So that's
you're right.
That's,
you might just do 40 years in Tennessee.
You know
what I mean? They're not playing like us.
There are states out there that aren't playing, and it's ridiculous. And if you're going to operate, get your business permits and licenses, or be ready to suffer the consequences when cannabis goes bad.
I'm reading on this story, too, with their business. They had a lot of nice cars as well.
They had a nice car? Did they have a nice car?
They had a lot of nice cars. That company is going down. She ain't be nice driving car. No nice cars no more, baby. You got
NASCAR got the name from nice cars.
Not in Tennessee, boy.
Nice you guys car. Are not funny.
I don't even know what to say. You're just ruining the show.
You nice car boys.
This nice
know.
Car. Come on, y'all in Tennessee.
Is this the cannabis
nice
comedy
car.
Hour now, or what?
Well, it is with the way you're doing? Dressed like. I mean, oh, you yeah. look like a clown.
Oh, so hardly. Hard. I'm the only one on this panel who knows how to dress. Well, I take that back. My wife picks it
well,
up.
Well, you're the only one on this panel that still gets dressed by their wife or mother.
Hey, at least he know. At least he
your
has,
wife does too.
Picks it out.
No, at least he's changed what he says.
Yeah. Well, I dress myself, thank you.
He used to say my wife dresses me.
Every day.
And I'm not going, excuse me?
How did that make you feel when your brother did that?
Well, maybe they have a good time doing it. I don't judge.
Well, you know.
I don't judge.
Now that I've upticked my cannabis.
Well, I'll be honest, she was dressing me for a while, too.
She did.
True story, guys.
You were looking
true
good.
Story.
I'm dressing her.
She was dressing me. I was looking fresh for a minute. You know what I mean? She would take care of me. This is a true story. You know what I mean? Shout out.
Any more jokes before we go?
Yeah, nice car. I didn't NASCAR.
No, I think that's good.
There it is, guys. Well, remember this. It's Cannabis Talk 101, and...
if nobody else loves you,
we
NASCAR!
Do. NASCAR! We should all do that at the end. Ready? Come on. One,
no.
two, three. If nobody else loves you, NASCAR! Use that at the end.
Use it all.
Yeah. Thank you for listening to Cannabis Talk 101 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.